As I'm picking up new letters from the bag, I find myself thinking the letters will tell me what to do. If they spell out kill or stab or her name or anything, I'll do it right now. I'll finish her off. My rack spells mitzpah, plus the U in my mouth. Damn. The car slid to a stop. It was night. There was no light anywhere along the street. Conger looked out. Where are we? What is this place? The hand of the guard pressed into his arm.
Come, through that door.
Conger stepped down onto the damp sidewalk. The guard came swiftly after him and then the speaker. Conger took a deep breath of the cold air. He studied the dim outline of the building rising up before them.
I know this place. I've seen it before.
He squinted, his eyes growing accustomed to the dark. Suddenly he became alert.
This is...
Yes, the first church. There was a table spread with a white cloth and seven little plates, each plate with a spoon, knife and fork, and seven little cups. On each plate, vegetables were already served, with sweet dark bread with dried fruits and nuts inside, and all cups filled with drink, as if the owner of the house were to come home at any minute. How pretty, Snow White said, and was so hungry that she ate some off each plate and had a sip from each cup, as she didn't want anyone to go without. So there I was, in a family where everyone was so into their own lives they had no time for this newborn, who of course needed care and attention. This is where it started for me. This is where I created my Factor X, which you will find described in the upcoming section Factor X and how it comes about. The settings and the circumstances were perfect. When I left Mr. Bates, I went down to my father, where by the assistance of him and my Uncle John and some other relations, I got £40 and a promise of £30 a year to maintain me at Leyden. There I studied physic 2 years and 7 months, knowing it would be useful in long voyages. Anyway, out of the tar came the boy made of tar. He called himself Tar Boy, and boy was he mad. All of his mind was just filled with the hate of the old machines that had died. But they didn't die. He was them. Millions of robots, and every one of them wanting revenge. A fantastic, molastic, elastical battle between the rich and the tar boy. You want to hear about a real hero, Billy? It all began at the water cooler. Suddenly, a white rabbit with pink eyes ran close by her. There was nothing so very remarkable in that. Nor did Alice think it so very much out of the way to hear the rabbit say to itself,
oh dear, I shall be late.
When she thought it over afterwards, it occurred to her that she ought to have wondered at this, but at the time it all seemed quite natural. But when the rabbit actually took a watch out of its waistcoat pocket and looked at it and then hurried on, Alice started to her feet, for it flashed across her mind that she had never before seen a rabbit with either a waistcoat pocket or a watch to take out of it.